Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Zayin. We are holding on daf Mem Vavim Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called the Basim Chalda Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to discuss today, as we conclude Bezras Hashem, the fourth parak of Maseches Zvachim, we're going to talk about Misasek on a Karban, not only having Kavana L'shem, a different Karban, or having Kavana L'shem Chulin, but a person is completely Misasek, he doesn't realize even what he's doing. Whether that is kosher when it comes to a karban. Then the Gemara is going to give three different cases in Shas where there's a Tana that holds that one person's machshava impacts another person's maisa. We're going to discuss it in terms of pigul, that does the machshava of the bailim impact the avoda that's being done by the kohen. We're going to discuss it in terms of avoda zara, if I shecht an animal, but I'm doing it on behalf of a non-Jew, and he's having machshavos la avoda zara, do we consider that to be a shechita la avoda zara? And we're going to discuss it in terms of hutza'as Shabbos, that when I carry something outside on Shabbos, but to me it has no chashivos whatsoever, and therefore I shouldn't be chayiv. But to the guy who owns it, it has chashivos. So does that make it that I've carried, that I violated the malacha d'oraisa of hotza'a? So we're going to find a tana that holds each of those things, and then the Gemara is going to compare and contrast whether each tana holds of the applications of the other two tanaim. Meaning, do these three things necessarily go along? And that brings us to the end of the fourth parak. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin parak Ezu Makoman. I probably get like 12 extra seconds to finish the daf late because I'll be one Mishnah ahead in Ezu Makoman when it comes time to say. So the first Mishnah in Ezu Makoman is going to discuss, really all of Ezu Makoman discusses different karbanos, where do you shech them, where do you do the Kabbalah Saddam, and what do you do with the blood after you shech them. So we're going to start on the list of Kachay Kachim in our Mishnah, and then the Gemara, Naman Beis, is going to talk about specifically the Kabbalah Saddam of an Asham Mitzora, because it seems that there's more than one Kabbalah Saddam by the Asham Mitzora. So why would we have two Kabbalah Saddam? Where do we derive that from? What do we do with the Dam if you have two separate Kabbalah Saddam? In what way do they differ from one another? So Amud Beis is the Kabbalah Saddam specifically of the Asham Mitzora. So let's begin again. Mem Vav and Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chatas is Chata L'Shem Chulin Kshera. If you shech the carbon Chatas, having mind that it should be chulin, that it's a chulin animal, you don't realize that it's a chatas, so it's still kosher. Mishum chulin, not that you didn't realize. L'shem chulin means you knew that it was a chatas, but you were having in mind not l'shem chatas, you're having in mind l'shem chulin. That's kosher. But mishum chulin is psula. If you honestly thought it was a chulin animal, you didn't realize that it was a chatas at all, then it's going to be puzzle, because if you really thought it was chulin, then we consider that to be misasek, that you were misasek with other things. You weren't misasek with kachim, and that's a psul of misasek that you have by kachim. The concept of misasek comes up in a lot of areas of Torah. Comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. It comes up in general when it comes to chiyuv chatas. If a person violates something b'shogeg, that had he done it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares. Generally, you're chayiv chatas. But what if what you did was a level below shogeg? You thought that you were doing something that was heter, and without kavana, you did a different maisa that was really iser. So that's not even called shogeg, that's called misasek. Right? On Shabbos, you pick something up from the ground, thinking that it's not even attached to the ground. And it turns out that it was attached to the ground. So you picked it up and you had detached it from the ground. That's less than shogeg. Shogeg is, I forgot that it was Shabbos, or I forgot that you're not allowed to detach things from the ground on Shabbos, but I knew what I was doing. I knew that I picked an apple off a tree. I knew what I was doing. Misasek is, I didn't even realize what I was doing. I thought I was just taking an apple out of a basket. Turns out it was a branch that was really low hanging and was still attached to the tree or whatever, right? Something like that. I if you don't even know what you're doing, that's called misasek. So the Gemara says, "Kedibay mine Shmuel me Ravuna minayin lemisasek b'kachim shu pasul." That how do I know if a person shechts without any kavanah, he's just misasek when it comes to kachim, that that's pasul. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem at shtei shchita l'shem ben bakar. That it has to be a shchita l'shem ben bakar. So we see the din of Reb Lazar that if the shochet doesn't know that it's kachim and he thinks it's chulin, the shchita is going to be pasul because he is misasig. Now the Gemara in chulin on Daf Yud Gimel, Rashi explains within this statement of Shmuel that what does it mean that misasig b'kachim, that Shmuel asked Rav Huna, minayin misasik b'kachim shu pasul, that you're not having kavana at all for a maisa shchita. You're misasik, you're messing around with the knife. To pick up a knife, you're throwing a knife, and below kavana, as you were lifting the knife up, it slit an animal's neck, and it did shchita. The animal jumped in the wrong place at the wrong time for him, and he ended up doing a shchita. So that's what Shmuel is talking about. But if you intended to do a shchita, you just didn't intend on shchitas kachim, the carbon is going to be kosher. It's just not going to be ol l'bayil m'shem chova. That's what Rashi writes in Maseches Chulin. So asks Tosvos over here and over there, Tosvos in the top, Tosvos Dibra Maslim Minayin, and in Maseches Chulin as well, but where you don't intend to shech the simanim at all, even for shchitas chulin, that's going to be possible according to the Chachamim. I mean, forget about shchitas kachim, that would be a problem even for shchitas chulin if you're not even intending to cut the neck of an animal, because that's a machlokas Rabbi Nassim and the Chachamim Chulin Daf Yud Beis about shchitas chulin, whether it requires kavana at all. So the Gemara over there explains that it means that do you need kavana at least for shchitas simanim? So how can you say that that's a din by kachim specifically if that's how you understand misasek? And therefore Tosos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosos writes that according to Shmuel, what Shmuel's talking about is that you do have kavana to be chotech the simanim, but you're not having kavana to do so l'shem shchita. So by chulin, that would be kosher. I knew I was cutting the simanim of an animal, l'shem something else. I was just wanting to test the sharpness of the knife. But I knew that I was cutting the simanim of the animal. But by kachim, that's going to be possible, because v'shachat es ben habakar. That we dafka say that shachat es ben habakar. Now, according to Rashi, I understand the drasha the Gemara makes. Right? What does it say? V'shachat es ben habakar l'shem? Ashte shchita l'shem ben bakar. So according to Rashi, Rashi said that the case of misasik is, I don't even realize I'm cutting an animal's neck. So that's why, ashte shchita l'shem ben bakar, you need to at least realize you're cutting the animal's neck. According to Tosos, you do realize that you're cutting the animal's neck. Right? Tosos understood that you intend to cut the simanim of an animal, you just don't intend to do the mitzvah of shchita. You don't intend to accomplish a shchita. So how do we learn that from the phrase Ashishkan's ben abakar? How does that line of the Gemara fit in? So that's a strong kasha. The Chazanish writes that the shchita needs to be l'shem kiddush hakarban, that an avodah that's not done, l'shem avodah is not called avodah. And l'shem ben bakar means kiddushas hakarban shalom. So he reads a lot into that phrase, that shchita L'shem ben bakar doesn't mean that l'shem, that it's an animal that you're cutting. It means l'shem, the kedusha of that korban. So Amalei, so Shmuel says to Rav Huna, Zobi Adenuhu, we already knew this. So you have no raya from there, except for the fact that there's a mitzvah to shech the korban with kavana shchita. But la'akiv minayin, I know it's a mitzvah. How do I know la'akiv? I mean, you're telling me a drasha. I wanted to know that how I know that misasik b'kachim is pasul, and you tell me because you're really supposed to have kavana. I know you're really supposed to have kavana. I want to know how it's pasul. Not that it's a mitzvah, because in general, in kachim, you always need shana lavakas of la'akev. It needs to say it twice. Some days, Rav Huna says, because by shchitas kachim, it also says, l'ritzonchem tizbachuhu, which we darshan means, l'daitchem zivchu, that you have to have das when you shech the karban. You have to have kavana l'shchita, and not misasik. So that's your shana lavakas of l'sasik. It says it two times, in order to teach me that it is ma'akev. In the same for Tzon Kachim, he raises the question, well, wait a second, maybe he tells him to me twice, because there are two types of Misasek B'Kachim. One is where you thought that it was Chulin, which is how we started this Sugya, where you shechted Mishum Chulin, thinking that it was Chulin. And the second is that you did a Shechita without Kavan L'Shem Shechita, that not that you thought it was Chulin, it was a Misasek on your Maisa. So how do you know that the Shana Alav is La'akev? Maybe it's about two separate types of misasik, and each one is lemitzvah, but neither of them are ma'akev. So he says that maybe based on the Chazanish that we just mentioned, it's not a problem, because the yisod of the psul in both cases of misasik is the same, that the shechita needs to be l'shem avoda. So whether it's not l'shem avoda because I do not realize that I am shechting, right, or whether it's not l'shem avoda because I think it's chulin, either way it's not l'shem avoda. So it's all just the same psul. So if you say like Chaznish, who read so much into ad shetei shechita l'shem ben bakar, that it means that it's got to be l'shem avodas kodesh, so then you understand very well that it's shana olav la'akev, because both types of misasik are covered in that same category of l'shem avoda. Now this gemara about having this kavana having kavana for something else is worse than just not having kavana at all comes up in the following context. There's a tshuva in the Kozhik Lover in the Eretz Tzvi where he was asked about a sofer that wrote the word Aleph Lamid in a Sefer Torah. It was supposed to be Kel. He thought it was supposed to be Al, so he wasn't Mekadesh it. He didn't think it was a Shem Kodesh at the time that he wrote it. And then while the ink was still moist, he realized what he had done, so he wrote over it again. He was Mavru Kulmus a second time in order to be Mekadesh it. Now, the halacha is that it doesn't work, right? Once you do that, it can't be Mekadesh it. It's a Gemara in Gittin with Ksav al Gabi Ksav, but he didn't know that halacha, so he just did it anyway to be Mekadesh it. So now he wants to know, is he allowed to erase it? Meaning, did it help that second time enough that it actually has a Kedusha to it that he's not allowed to erase it? So the Eretz Tzvi suggests that had he not been Mavir Kulmus on the Shem to be Mekadesh it, it could be that it would have been also to erase it anyway, according to many poskim. Because Minastam, everything is Kodesh al Das Rishona, that you're in your Mekadesh at the beginning of the writing of the Sefer Torah, that all the Shemos, I'm writing the Sefer Torah, I'm hereby declaring that they should all have, they should all be the Shem Kodesh. Or do we say but now that he was Mavir Kulmus, maybe it's going to be Mutal Mocho, because he's Megaladas, that when he originally wrote by being Mavir Kulmus the second time, he was being Megaladas that he Dafka wasn't having Kavanah L'Shem Kodesh the first time. Meaning, Minastam, we could say everything goes after his original Kavanah. So anytime he writes Hashem Hashem mindlessly, we assume, okay, that's L'Shma, that's L'Shem Kodesh. But over here, by being Mavir Kulmus, he's showing that he didn't have time, he didn't have in mind L'Shem Kodesh, and he Dafka had in mind not L'Shem Kodesh. But then the Kozhik Lover writes that if he was not Moshech Kulmus, if he was not Mavir Kulmus to be Mekadesh, it would have been Mutzer to erase it. And even according to those poskim that hold that Pistama Niskadesh, and that generally speaking, we follow the Stam that it is Kodesh, maybe there's a difference between Pistama, where you're not having any Kavana, versus having specific Kavana that it's a Shem Chulin, that it's Al and not Kel. And there it's not Niskadesh. How does he know that? From our Sugya about Kachim, that if you Shecht Kachim Pistama, that's going to be Kosher. Misasik B'Kachim is Pusl and it's Ma'akev the Korban. What's the difference? Tosel says Misasik is worse than Shalol Lishma because you think that it's Chulin. So you're having in mind that it's Chulin. So it's one thing not to have anything in mind. So that, you don't have anything in mind, that the Korban is going to be Kosher. But when you Dafka have in mind that it's something else, that's much worse. So over here also, he says, when you have nothing in mind, when you write the Aleph and the Lamed, so good, it's Kodesh. But when you Dafka have in mind that it's Shem Chulin, then it's going to be pasul. So so says Gemara Vayter now. She'ena machshava oleches ela achara oved. That Rabbi Yossi's shita in the Mishnah was that the only person whose machshavas matter at the time that the carbon is being brought is the guy who is doing the avoda. His machshavas matter. The bailam of the carbon is irrelevant. So says Gemara Masnisin Deloki Aitana. That is against the following Tana. Titania Amr Blazer Rabbi Yossi Shamati Shabailam Mefaglin. That the bailam will be mefagel the carbon. Cohen is the one doing all the avoda, and he doesn't have that. He's not saying anything. He's not having machshavas pigul. Again, machshava means dibur. He's not saying anything about chutzlis man or anything like that. But the bailim is saying, "I want to eat this chutzlis mano." So that's enough to be mefagel the carbon. So you see, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah holds that all of the machshavos are only relevant to the guy who's being makriv the carbon, not to the bailim. So Amar Rava, my time is Rabbi Yossi? Where does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi get the idea that the Bailim's machshavos are going to be mefagel the korban? Da'amar kra, because the pasuk says vihikriv hamakriv. Karbonol Hashem, the pasuk says. So we darshin that makriv is a reference to the Bailim, and yet we're calling him the makriv. It says by Pigal, ha-makriv o-solo yichashev lo, Pigal yiyeh. So the same guy that's referred to as the makriv by the Mincha Salas Yisar and Balber Yisar and Shem, and by that Karbon Mincha in the Parshas Nesachim, right, the same guy that's called the makriv, who is the Bailim, is referred to as the makriv in the Parsha of Pigal. So you see, it's his das that really matters. Samar Abaye just points out, wow, the machshava of one person is going to impact the maisa of another person. Where else do we find that in Kalatarukula? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we find that all three of them hold, to one extent or another, that one person's machshava is going to affect another person's maisa. Where do we find that? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hada Amrin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, that's what we just said, that he holds that the Bailim has a machshava's pigle, the Kohen's doing the avoda, it's mefagal the carbon. Where do we find the other two Tanaim holding this way? Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, Rabbi Eliezer is a Mishnah Meseches Chulin, that Ashochet Lovit Chav. If a person shechts a chulin animal for the sake of a non-Jew, right? The owner of the animal is a non-Jew. Shechitas akshera, your shechitas kasher, because you aren't having any kavanas avodah zarah. You're just shechting an animal. It happens to be the animal's owned by a non-Jew. V'Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that shechitas posel because the stam machsheves ovid kuchavim with his shechitas l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore, even though you're the one doing the shechita and you're not having a hava amina of thinking about avodah zarah, but the machshava of the Bailim l'shem avodah zarah is going to affect your korban. The Torah says v'yitzmedu l'bal pa'or v'yochlu zivchei mesim. So the Gemara in avodah zarah daf chav tes darshins that ma mes aser ba'na, so too a behema that's hukrav l'avodah zarah is aser ba'na. And this behema, Rabbi Elazar holds that the machshavas of Bailim is going to be chal on this shechita, even though the guy doing the maisa doesn't have any such machshava. So that is example number two, where we find one person's machshava affects another person's maisa. Example number three relates to carrying on Shabbos. There's a melacha of otzah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry. Sometimes people live in communities with an eruv. We forget that such a melacha exists. But there's such a melacha. You're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hasharam to Rosh Hasayachid, or vice versa, or Dalet Amos in a Rosh Hasharabim. However, not everything that you carry is a violation of otzah. Let's say you walk around on Shabbos and you make sure to empty your pockets before Shabbos, and then you stick your hand in your pocket in shul and you realize that there's a tiny bit of lint. I just found there's a tiny bit of lint in your pocket, right? So that I need to bring a karban. I violated hotzah b'shogeg. Nah, that lint is worthless. It's not a shear of anything of chashivus, and anything that has zero chashivus whatsoever is not a violation of hotzah. But if you have something that you would think has no chashivus, but a person is matznia it, a person puts it away because he thinks that to me this is valuable, so that's going to be something. The Gemara gives the example of Isurei Hana'a. You can't do anything with it anyway. Or Dam Nida. What are you going to do with the Dam Nida? No one puts it away. No one saves these kinds of things. So then there's not going to be any violation of Hotzah. Okay, a Rav who's teaching younger Rabbi Bunim, how to look at Maru sometimes saves. Okay, but most normal people don't save these kinds of things. So anyway, so the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar also holds that one person's makshava works for another person's maisa. Where? So the Shidduch West changes to Ditanya. The Brisa Masechta Shabbos Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Kol she'in kasha latznia, something that is not worthy of putting away because it's a piece of nothing. Ve'ein matznian kamahu, and even something that is kasha latznia, but it doesn't have it's not in the amount that people would normally put away. Huchshalazev itznio, but one guy for whatever reason is machshavit and he puts it away. He thinks it's an important thing and he's machshavit uba acher votzio, and then someone else comes and carries it on Shabbos. The guy who carried it is going to be chayiv because someone else thought that this was a davar chashuv. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees with that, which the Mishnah says that only the matznia is chayiv and anyone else is going to be potter. Only the person that actually assigns value to it is going to be chayiv according to the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees. He holds the machshava of the guy who's matznia it makes it a cheftza that's chashuv. And that will impact the guy who actually carries it. Now, one could question, the Karanora points out, what has one got to do with the other? We said that the basis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi about Pigel was because the Pasuk says, Vehikriv HaMakriv, was because the Pasuk specifically identifies the Bailim as the Makriv. So it's Xeris HaKasuv, that whose Makshavos matter, it's the Makriv's Makshavos, and the Makriv is identified as the Bailim. What does that got to do with Otzah and Shabbos? There's no such Xeris HaKasuv when it comes to Otzah and Shabbos. Otzah and Shabbos, we're going with the Svara, that is this considered a Davar Chashuv or not? Who gets to determine whether it's called a Davar Chashuv? So the Svara is that if somebody thinks it's a Davar Chashuv, so that's it. Now it becomes a Davar Chashuv. So in the Sefer Minchas Yehuda, he says that Abaye, who makes the comparison, he links all these three things, the Pigel with the Otzal Shabbos, with the Avodah Zarah, he must disagree with Rava about what the basis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi is. He doesn't think it's from the Drasha about Makriv. He must hold that the fact that the Bailim is Mefagel is because whenever you're dealing with someone else's stuff, you're doing al da'ato, that it's a svara, that whenever I'm shechting someone else's animal, whatever his das is, yeah, I'm going along with that. Whenever I'm doing the avoda and a korban, whatever the bailim's das is, that's what I'm going along. Whenever I'm carrying something on Shabbos, whatever the bailim's das is, I'm going along with it. That it's all a svara, that all three are a svara. Chiddush, right? That the source that we gave for the idea by Pigel, it may not be the source that's agreed upon by everybody. Abaye may disagree with that source. Anyway, so now the Gemara says, now that we have these three places where one guy's machshava affects another guy's maisa, do they all necessarily hold of each other? So says Gemara, Tzravayu Islud, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, both hold like Rabbi Yossi as far as Pigel is concerned. Meaning, if you're going to say that the Bailim's machshava about shechting la vodazara is going to affect my shechita, or the Bailim's makshava that this is an important item is going to affect the hutzah, well then you're for sure going to hold that the Bailim having a makshava chutzlzmano is going to make the animal pigle, even though the Bailim is not doing the avoda. Because hashta b'chutz amrinan b'fnim mipayi, when it comes to things that are not carbon related, we're going to say that makshava, that someone else's makshava matters. So by carbon related things, where we know makshava is so important by carbon, where else in Kol HaTorah do we even have a concept of pigel? Machshava is so critical to the kashrus of a carbon, so all the more so we're going to allow that machshava to be even the machshava of the bailim as well. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi leslu de travayu. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Dilma b'frimu da'amin b'chutz la'aminan, because it could be he holds that there's only a high sensitivity to machshava in the world of pigel, in the world of karbanos, but not by Avodah Zarah and not by Otzah Shabbos. So he's not necessarily going to agree with their two psakim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds this idea by Shabbos, by carrying on Shabbos, Islu de Rabbi Eliezer. He will likewise apply the idea to shechting an animal l'shem that belongs to an Ovid Kochavim. Because Hashta b'Shabbos Amrin b'Avodah Kochavim Mibayi. Because if a machshava of someone else is going to work in Hotzal Shabbos, for sure it's going to work by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara doesn't explain why, right? So the Rishonim explain because Avodah Zarah, that which is Avodah Zarah is compared to Avodah Pnim. It's compared to Avodah B'Migdash, or really contrasted with Avodah B'Migdash, meaning the Torah is mechayiv b'Avodah Zarah anything that you would normally do as Avodah B'Migdash. Meaning, how do I know if I smack an animal on the side, so you know, on its side, is that Avodah Zarah? I did something, having in mind an Avodah Zarah. Is that called a Maisa of Avodah Zarah? No, that's not Avodah Zarah. It's only Shechita and Kabbalah and Zrika and Haktara. It's defined by all of the things you do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we define what is and isn't L'shem Avodah Zarah. Gemara. The Gemara darshens this in Masech Sanhedrin. It says, "V'zavachta l'Elohim Yachram bilti l'Elohim Yachram bilti l'Hashem levado." That someone who does avodah zarah with avodos that we're knowing b'mikdash is chayiv misa, whether that's the derech avoda or not the derech avoda. If a person does avodah zarah, that's the derech avoda. He throws a rock at Markulis or whatever, and that's the derech avoda. He's also chayiv misa. But that which is not the derech avoda, you're only chayiv if you do those things that are avodas p'nim. So therefore, if by kachim the other guy's makshav is going to matter, so by avodah zarah the other guy's makshav is going to matter, but not necessarily by atzah Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar who thinks that Rabbi Eliezer who thinks that the other guy's makshava matters by avodah zarah, less later Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he'll probably not necessarily say the same thing applies by atzah Shabbos. Maybe it's dafka by avodah zarah we say such a thing, because avodah zarah is that which is impactful by avodah zarah is derived from that which is impactful in avodah in bifnim. Avol Shabbos melachas machshavas has Torah, but by Shabbos it's a totally different category. Only melachas machshavas, only mindful, purposeful activity counts when it comes to ilchos Shabbos. So that's why he wouldn't hold necessarily to apply this concept in ilchos Shabbos. Hashmelach beishamai. Now we begin. Perek Ezu Mekomen. Perek Ezu Mekomen should be a familiar sounding perek to all of us. All the Gaonim write that we're supposed to say Ezu Mekomen every single day. Why do we say it every single day? The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say, because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that a person is supposed to learn a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Talmud each and every day. And Tosafot says that means not one third of your of the days of the week. It means one third of each day you shall learn Mikra, one third of each day Mishnah, one third of each day Talmud. So the Rokeach explains, how do we cover that for people who don't have much time to learn? So you read a few psukim of Karbanos, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, that's Mikra. Then you read the Perek of Ezu Mekomen, that's Mishnah. And then Rabbi Shmuel, Rishosim Yisratan Jeshben, that's Gemara. And that way you cover yourself in the first 5 minutes of davening. In the morning, you've already covered yourself with Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Of all Prakam and Mishnayis, why would we pick Perek Ezu Mekomen? So the Rokeach and the Torah write, because it says, B'kol Makom Mukhtar Umugash L'Shmi. And the Gemara says, in Mesechus Menachos, V'chi B'kol Makom Maktirum Magishim. We bring Karbanos B'kol Makom. You're only allowed to bring Karbanos in the base of Mikdash. We're not Makrov Karbanos in Bavel. So Ella says the Gemara, Elu Tamil Cham Sha'oskim Behilchus Avodu B'kol Yom, or B'kol Makom Sheim, Shemala Nialeim Kilu Maktirum Magishim L'Shmi. Wherever you have Tamil Cham learning the halachas of Karbanos, that's Ki'ilu. They're being Makrov the Karbanos. So that's why we learn Ezu Makom, because it covers all the Karbanos. And therefore it's Ki'ilu. We're being Makrov the Karbanos when we don't have the ability to be makriv the Karbanos. That's the less famous reason as to why we choose this parak of Mishnayis. Probably the more mainstream reason, but the Mishnah Berurah gives another reason why we choose this parak of Mishnayis, and that is that in this entire parak we don't find a single machlokas. So we want to have something that's glatta Torah, so there's no machlokas, it's straight. Now it happens to be many, many, many halachos that we learn in these Mishnayis are subject to machlokas tanaim. There's a brisa here, there's a Mishnah somewhere else that goes against it, but at least it's not recorded in the perek that there's no machlokas. Nafkamina between the two reasons is if I want to be yotzei karbanos every morning, because that's really the most important part of that. It's more important than psukim zimra to be yotzei karbanos. Do I need to say ezu mekomen? Meaning, what if I just read a couple of psukim of the Karban Talmud, a couple of psukim of the Ketores? Maybe that's good enough. So according to the first view, the learning of ezu mekomen, that's also ki'ilu ikriv. So you should at least do those karbanos that are daily karbanos. So really, Mishnah Dalet, it's one short Mishnah, you don't have to necessarily do the whole parak, but you should do to be Yotzei Karbanos. Whereas if it's just about the fact that it's no machlokas and it's Limud HaTorah, so Baruch Hashem, I learn otherwise also, for Limud HaTorah, I do Mishnah Yomi, it's recorded, I have evidence, right? So I have a Mishnayis elsewhere, or like Rabbeinu Tam, the Talmud Bavli covers everything, that it covers Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, and we do Talmud Bavli every day, right before davening, so we've already covered it. So then maybe I don't need to do Ezu Mekomen. Okay, so anyway, says the Mishnah, Ezu Mekomen, so again, the whole parak is about where you shecht all the different karbanos, where you're mekabel the dam, and what do you do with the dam once you're mekabel it. So Ezu Mekomen shel Zvachim, so we start with Kachi Kachim. What are the Mekomos of Zvachim in general? So this is just a general question, and we start with Kachi Kachim. As far as Kachi Kachim are concerned, Shchitas and Batzafon. You always shech them in the northern part of the Azara, meaning the fact that there is a place that you shecht Kachi Kachim, the Magen Avram, the fact that there is a place that you shecht Kachim, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tzadi Ches that since Tfilas B'makom Karban, there should be a place that you daven, that a person should be Koveya Makom L'Tfilaso, so there's a fact that Yoni Kachikash was Dafka Shkitas Batsaf and Kachim Kalim somewhere in the Azara. So why is it that it's so important to be Kovea Makum Tfilah? So again, first off, it's just that the comparison to Karbanos. But there's got to be a why to it as well. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it shows that you're being very careful about all the details of your tefillah, and that shows a certain sense of anivus, that a person doesn't just automatically assume that if I make a demand, God has to listen. That I know that I have to do things right. I have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every paying attention to detail, because I'm not entitled to anything. Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishpara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. What God accepts is when it's with a broken spirit, when a person has a sense of anivus in his tefillah. Sfas Emes adds, very notably, Sfas Emes points out that Kovei Makom L'Tfilah brings it a certain koach, because it says, just like we're all familiar with the concept of the Zuchus HaRabim in tefillah, that when you daven with a lot of people, so collectively the tefillah adds up on each other and it becomes a much bigger tefillah, so too there's a cumulative effect of all the tefillahs that you've davened in a particular makom. So when you're davening in the shul that you normally daven in, it's not just this tefillah, it's every tefillah I've given in this shul. It's a machlokas where the kaveh makom means this spot in the shul, or just this shul, just being in the building, being in the shul. But that's the concept of kviyas makom l'tefillah, that it has a cumulative effect of all of the different tefillahs. Anyway, so says the Mishnah, Parus Yerushal Yom HaKippurim, the Par in this year of Yom Kippur, Shchitas and Batzafon, you shech them in the northern part of the Azara. V'kibul dam b'kli shareis Batzafon, and you do the Kabbalah Sadam in a kli shareis in the northern part of the Azara. Now the idea that you need Kabbalah Sadam in a kli shareis is derived from the fact that it says by a carbon ola that Moshe Rabbeinu brought by Har Sinai, V'yikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yosem ba'agonos, Rashi writes. Shinduk Vetzis quotes Rabbeinu Peretz that it's derived from the Klei HaMishkan, some Mizrukosav. So you see that they made a specific Kalim Klishares Dafka for this purpose. But Tosas points out in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, wait a second, why are we starting with Kabbalah Sadam B'Klishares? That's not the first Kli you use when you approach a Karban. First Kli you use is the Shechita knife. So how come we don't say the Shechita knife has to be a Klishares? So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, because it doesn't. You don't need a Klishares, so it doesn't need any Kedusha. Just take a Shechita knife. It doesn't need to be a Klishares. Tosas themselves disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, and they bring rayos that a shechita knife does need to be a kli shareis. Rashi holds in a few places in Shas as well that it needs to be a kli shareis. Why then does it only talk about kibul damah b'kli shareis and not shechita? So they deal with that. The Tosfos has a couple of mahalchim to try to explain that. But anyway, so the kibul dam is b'kli shareis b'tzafon. V'daman ta'un hazaya al bein abadim. You need to sprinkle the dam between the badim of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadosh. When they had one in the second base of Mikdash, they didn't have an Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you put it in that spot. And the ala parochas, and you also you put dam on the parochas by the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen stands in the Heichal across from the parochas, connected the Aron, but on the outside, and he sprinkles from the dam aparin, the dam asayir, achas lemaila and sheva lemata on the parochas. V'al mizbech hazahav, and also on the mizbech hazahav in the Heichal, that he mixes the dam aparin, dam asayir, and he takes that from that combination, and he puts on the four corners of the mizbech in the Heichal. Matana achas min ma'keves. But only one of those four matnos dam is ma'akev, the kapar of the carbon. Shiari adam, whatever dam is left over, yishofich al yisod ma'ravish on mizbeach hachiton. He brings out to the mizbeach hachiton and pours on the western yisod of the mizbeach hachiton. Vim lo nasan lo ikev. But if he doesn't put the shirayim on the yisod of the mizbeach hachiton, that's not ma'akev the carbon. Paraman israfim, the paralim, davar shal tzibur, the parkoin, mashiach, which are supposed to be burnt outside of all shalom shalosh machnos usirim and asraf in the Syria avodazara also shchitas betzafon. The shechting is in the northern part of the Azara. V'kibul dam klisharis betzafon. You're mekabel dam in the klisharis in the northern part of the Azara. V'dam tohen azayel proches. You sprinkle the dam in the heichal, standing in the heichal on connected the proches. V'al mizbech hazav. And then again you sprinkle the dam in the four corners of the mizbech hazav. Matana achas men ma'akavis. One of those placings of dam is ma'akev. Shari adam ha'yishofech al yisod ma'aravi shal mizbech chitzon. Whatever dam is left over, you pour into the yisod ma'aravi of mizbech chitzon. V'imlonas on the weekend. And if you didn't do the shvich ha'shirayim, it's not ma'akev. Elu ve'elu nisrafim v'esadashen. Both the par and sar of Yom Kippurim, as well as the parim and se'irim ha'nisrafim, are not eaten like other chata'os. Rather, they are burnt outside Yerushalayim in a place called the Beis Hadeshen. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. So now, says the Gemara, V'nisni nami v'kibul dam b'kli sharis b'tzafon, why doesn't it say in the Reisha, kibul dam b'kli, meaning when it says kachay kachim shkitas b'tzafon, why doesn't the Tana say that all kachay kachim, meaning why, it only mentions kibul dam b'kli sharis b'tzafon when it starts getting into specifics. It started with a general statement that kachay kachim shkitas b'tzafon, and then it started talking about specifics. Not only kachay kachim, but, paru si'ir, shal yom ha-kippurim. Why only mention that kibul dam b'kli sharis b'tzafon when you get into the specific korbanos? It's true of all kachay kachim. So why not say that for all kachay kachim, you're makabel dam b'kli sharis b'tzafon? So says Gemara, it's not true of all kachay kachim. Kivin dika asham mitzora de kibul damo biyadhu. When it comes to the asham mitzora, the kibul dam is not b'kli sharis. It's biyad. You take it by hand directly. So shairi, that's why the Tana has to leave it off and only get into what you're makabel the dam with when it gets into the specifics of each carbon. So says Gemara, really? Velo? Is an Hashem Mitzora not of a din of kibul dam b'kli shareis? V'katani lo l'kaman, but we're going to learn in a Mishnah in about a week from now that Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Mitzora shchitasim b'tzafon v'kibul dam b'kli shareis b'tzafon. That the Hashem Mitzora is kibul dam b'kli shareis b'tzafon. So how can you tell me that it's not? So says Gemara, meikaras avin kibul dam b'yadu. No, the Tana, when he was learning Mishnah Aleph, he thought the kibul dam of the Hashem Mitzora is biyad. So that's what he was assuming when he wrote Mishnah Aleph. So shire, so that's why he didn't say it about all kachay kachim. But v'kibun de lo sagi le'el b'kli, once he realized that even for the Hashem Mitzora, you need to be mekabel b'kli, so hadar tanya. So when he got into the specifics later on, he mentioned that the kibul dam of even the Hashem Mitzora is b'kli. Now the Shidim Gratzis points out, it can't be that the Tana didn't know at the time that he wrote Mishnah Aleph that the Hashem Mitzora has a kabbalah's dam b'kli. No, he knew. There are two Kabbalah's Dam. There's a Kabbalah's Dam from the Hashem Mitzora Biyad, and there's another Kabbalah's Dam B'Kli. In order to indicate that to us, in order that we shouldn't think that the Kabbalah's Dam of the Hashem Mitzora is just like every other Kabbalah's Dam, that's why the Tana didn't say about all Kachay Kachim the same thing. That because by Hashem Mitzora, there's something that distinguishes it. Titanya, because we have a Braisa, V'lokach, the Pasuk says, that V'lokach HaKoyin Midam HaShem, it's describing the Kabbalah's Dam. So Yachal B'Kli, I would think like every other carbon, how does he get the dam in a kli? So Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk has to say vinnasan, that it says when he puts it on the mitzora, when he puts the dam on the mitzora, it says vinnasan al tnuchos namitari emanis valbon yadar emanis valbon ragla emanis. So man nesina, just like the nesina ba'atzmo shel kohen is done by the kohen with his finger itself, with his not with the kli, he just places it directly. So af lekicha bi'atzmo shel kohen. So too the receiving of the dam from the animals, ba'atzmo shel kohen. He takes it with his hand as opposed to with a kli. So yachal af lemizbeach kein. So I might think the dam that he's going to be zorik on the mizbeach should also be dam that he caught with his hand and is not with a kli. Tabalomar, that's why the pasuk says about the Hashem Mitzora, ki kachatas ha'asham hu, that we make a hekesh between the Hashem Mitzora and the korban chatas. That ma'chatas tu in a kli, just like the Kabbalah's dam of a korban chatas is dafka with a kli, af asham to'un kli. So too, the Kabbalah's dam of Nashum requires a kli. So what did we just say? That I learned from the Nesina on the Mitzora that it's done biyad, that the Kabbalah must also be biyad. But I learned from Karban Chatos, which is done b'kli, that the Kabbalah must also be done b'kli. So which is it? So Nimtei Sata Omer, Asher Mitzora, Shnei Kohanim, Mekablin Estamo. We have two Kohanim involved in Kabbalah Sadam of the Asham Mitzora. Echad biyad, v'yachad b'kli. One of them does it biyad, one of them does it b'kli. The Bartanura writes, Kabbalah Sadam Biyad comes first. That's why it says Echad Biyad V'Echad B'Kli. Problem is, there's a Tosefta that says Beferish, and the Mishnah in Maseches Nagoyim says, V'Kiblu Shnei Kohanim Esdomo, Echad B'Kli V'Echad Biyad. So, difficult. So, Zesha Kiblu B'Kli, the one who's Makabal B'Kli, Bolo Eitzel Mizbeach. He goes to the Mizbeach Achitzon and starts putting the Dam on the Karnos on Mizbeach. The Zesha Kiblu Biyad, and the one that was Makabal Biyad, Bolo Eitzel Mitzorah. He goes directly to the Mitzorah and starts putting on the Tanukh. He puts on his thumb and his big toe, and he does all of those things. That is done biyad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Daf Mem Chesam Aleph. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.